Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra. Returning your call for customer support. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I have a charge on my bank account that is showing your number, and it's an unauthorized charge, and I'm trying to figure out who you are and what caused you to charge my card.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please?
39042.
Okay, ma'am. Can I have your first and last name?
It's Ann Martin.
Okay. Okay, Ann, can you verify your shipping address, please?
I'm a little concerned because you're asking me personal information. I don't know if you're stealing my ID or not.
No, ma'am, I need you to verify that so I can look up your account just in case I'm talking with the right person. Yes, ma'am.
Well, why don't you verify who you are first? Because I have no idea who you are. All I have is your number and an EXE on my account.
Ma'am. We are customer support, so you opt in to receive a callback. We represent over 100 online vendors, so if the number was on your account, man, we are customer support, and I can't help you with the account, but I will need you to verify so I can make sure I'm talking with the right person, ma'am.
Okay, so 206 Declare Court.
Okay, and it's Brandon, Mississippi?
Correct.
Okay. So, yes, I have pulled up an account. So, how can I help you today?
Well, I need to know who authorized this $67 charge on my account. What
ma'am,
is it?
Ma'am, nobody authorized anything. It was authorized, ma'am, when you made a purchase. The purchase on the 24th, ma'am, for $67.32 is associated to the initial charge that was made on the 19th, where you paid $7.95 for. It's showing here. I don't know what that is. You remember on the 19th of this month you paid $7.95 Keurig. I don't know, this is a coffee maker or something. Keurig.
I don't show anything like that, and I don't have anything. Can you tell me what
the
vendor
is? Hold on, let me see. Yes, ma'am, I'm trying to look into it because I can't pronounce that word. Like some type of cookware thing. I think it's a cookware. I thought it was a coffee maker at first.
And who was it to?
Okay. You're not showing me. Congratulations, you are the winner. Yes, ma'am. It could have been a survey or ad that told you had won something.
Nope, not ringing any bells with me. Don't have any receipts.
Ma'am, 19th hadn't been so long ago, ma'am. It was.
I know. That's the reason I'm about to cancel my card and call this fraudulent. That's the reason I need to know who, and I still haven't got out of you who actually, where it was. I'm not.
Ma'am, it was something dead. It was looks like a sweepstakes entry, but it could have been on your end told you won something, and you paid the.
Very cautious about that.
You paid $7.95, and it has the last four digits of your code 3835.
Okay, so let me just call my bank and have them remove it. I hate to do this, but this is going to be the only way I know because I can't get you to identify who it is or anything, and I'm just going to let them know that you guys are fraudulent.
Hold on, ma'am. You're not giving me a moment to look into this. It's a coffee maker, ma'am. Yeah, that's what it was a coffee maker. Do you remember making that charge?
No, I did not buy a coffee maker.
Okay, well, ma'am,
someone might have, using my card as a fraudulent thing because I've been buying a lot of stuff online, but not a coffee maker.
Okay, ma'am, but when I'm fitting, so you claiming fraud, I just want to let you know, ma'am, that we take credit card fraud very seriously. So before I transfer you, yes, ma'am, so there any way anybody in your house could have made that charge without your knowledge?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so you didn't make this charge for $7.95 for a coffee maker?
No, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. Because I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department. Hold on. Hello?
Hey. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm canceling the account and I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department.
Thank you.
Oh, well.
Just to pay bill. Have to watch your account very carefully because if I say any, it's got to be balanced because this makes me think we need to cancel that card and get a new card. No. Not disclosing who it's from is fraudulent stuff. Somebody has got a hold of her card number.
Ma'am, I explained to you where it came from.
You said a sweepstakes, but we haven't. And I'm explaining to you that somebody has got a hold of this card, and it's
okay.
Fraudulent.
Okay.
And so if you can get it canceled on your end, I can watch the account to keep from having to actually cancel the account and start again.
Yes, ma'am, I did cancel the account, but I still got to transfer you to fraud since somebody used your card without your knowledge.
Okay. Are you going to refund the money?
No, you're going to talk with somebody in the fraud department. They're going to talk with you about that.
Okay. Okay, so you said you're transferring me? Are we?
Yes,
is
ma'am,
this in process?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I'm free to transfer you over, and thank you for calling Customer Support.